I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. A major law aimed at improving water quality has Vermont officials preparing for a big push to cut the state's share of water pollution. But some of those efforts have been underway for decades. VPR's Taylor Dobbs takes us to Vergennes tonight. That's where the city and the state have spent years trying to stop raw sewage from overflowing into Otter Creek, while they've also been allowing sewage overflows.
Mel Holly can pull up a graph on his computer that shows when it rained. He's the city manager in Vergennes, and he's not looking at weather data. He's looking at graphs of pump activity in the city's sewage system. That system has dumped more than 2 million gallons of untreated sewage and stormwater into Otter Creek so far this year. And Holly said the dumping isn't new.
This has been a challenge for the city of Vergennes since the early 60s. And we've made major investments, really hoping that those major investments solve that problem. And it didn't completely solve that problem. Did it again. And we're going to need to do it again. And that's why that we are under a 1272 order.
That order he's talking about came from the State Department of Environmental Conservation. It requires the city to measure its overflows so engineers can figure out what's needed to fix the system. In the meantime, though, the overflows are permitted under the department's Combined Sewer Overflow Control Policy. Combined sewer systems collect stormwater from the streets and elsewhere and mix it with sewage, then treat all of that water. They're permitted to overflow under especially rainy conditions so they don't back up into homes and businesses. And the Vergennes system has lots of overflows.
The amount of overflows under these extremes events, it's staggering.
But Vergennes doesn't have a combined sewer system. Holly says there are no points in the system where the city intentionally mixes stormwater with the sewage on its way to the treatment plant. The system is designed to just treat wastewater, but it's so broken underground that the state permits it as if it's treating stormwater too, because it is. Pete LaFlamme is the head of the Watershed Management Division in the Department of Environmental Conservation.
It's not the combined system in the classic sense where you've actually plumbed in DIs of storm sewers into your system intentionally, but the end result is the same thing.
So the Vergennes system isn't designed to be the type of sewer that's allowed to overflow, but the underground pipes allow so much extra water in that it behaves like one. But LaFlamme says the state is using its regulatory power to try to eliminate the Vergennes overflows through those orders Holly was talking about.
The first step in the orders is to identify the problematic area of the system, to monitor the amount of flows that are coming, and then to look for those parts of the system through camera analysis and other techniques to look for those parts of the system that are causing the problems and to replace then those parts of the system.
The city has already done major overhauls of its sewage system, and the overflows continue. But Holly says that between the state-ordered overflow monitors and technical support from the Agency of Natural Resources, they may stop.
Once we have this data, the engineers and A&R can then develop a strategy as to what are the investments that need to occur, what are the steps that need to happen here in Vergennes, so that there is indeed a light at the end of the tunnel.
With any luck, Holly says, it's a matter of years before the city's sewage stops seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.